Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NBA final set starts tonight. By the way, go ahead and mark your calendar. This series will be done at the end of the month. I mean, it is ridiculous how long these breaks are. 3 days, 2.5, 4 days, whatever it is. They're giving the teams ample rest, but I think the final game, if there was a game seven, is going to be on June 20th or something like that. Here's what I want to ask you, Mike, because I heard this and I was like, she's right. So Becky Hammons is a WNBA coach. She started with Greg Popovich in San Antonio. She's done amazing things. She's a championship caliber coach. A lot of people have said that she may be the first woman NBA coach because of her credentials. So Becky Hammons said that if your star is small, you're not going to win. And she said, look, I'm not telling you that's the case across the board. This is my theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I'm like, Becky's on to something. And then, Mike, I realized that the two guys in these NBA finals are Halliburton, right? We're talking about the stars.
That's a star.
6'6". SGA, 6'5". And you start looking around the league, and a guy right here in our own backyard, and Trae Young, who's 6'1", or at least he's listed as 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about Brunson, who had a great run. But these are considered to be smaller guys. And then you start looking in the history of the NBA, whether it's John Stockton or Allen Iverson, all great players, but they didn't win chips. And I'm like, So then I'm like, okay, Terrell Brandon. I'm just thinking out loud in my head. Stoudemire. All these small guys who were great, and we love Stoudemire at Georgia Tech, but they didn't win chips. Nate Robinson, guys, won a dunk contest three years in a row. Didn't come close to winning a chip. And I'm like, is this right? If you're a small guy, if you have a small guy that's the star of your team, you're not going to win. Now, the exception to this would be what? Isaiah Thomas. But he had goons around him that made him tough, and the rules were completely different where you could bang people up back then. And so I just feel like Isaiah is one of those, you know, that's you put him over here. He's not the norm because of the way that team was formed. But Spud Webb, Mike, Calvin Murphy. I know Calvin well. Calvin played 13 years. He's one of the best NBA players ever. Never won a chip. If your star is a small guy, do you agree with this theory?
I think, you know, you've got to have Kenny Smith was 6'3". Does that make him short?
I think he's bigger than the guys we're talking about.
That's tall. But Brunson's also got more meat on his bones.
He does. He's thicker.
Brunson's built more like a running back than a point guard.
Yeah.
Look, God gave you the body he gave you, Trey. He was just talking about the reality of the NBA, as Carl's saying. I'm with you. But, yeah, Kenny Smith would be a guy, I would say, not the biggest dude, but he definitely, you know, brought home the bacon. You look at, obviously, you know, you
got to play with Dream.
You got to throw out guys like that played, you know, on the Lakers or the Celtics through the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, no. But the Cousies of the world.
But I'll give you another name. Ron Harper, 6'6".
Okay, but again, Harper won with Jordan and Pippen.
Right.
Right? Kenny, as great as he is, won with Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the best players in the history of the NBA.
Sam Cassell, speaking of which, 6'3".
Correct. And those guys played their role, but they weren't the stars. The star was Dream.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I when I heard Becky say this, I was like, she might be on to something. And again, she didn't say across the board. She didn't say, you know, this is the – but her theory. And I was like, you know what? When I start thinking about all these great players who were smallish, none of them ever really won a chip.
You got to have an all-star with Trey. That's it. Wrestler needs to bring an all-star in here. Now, we don't need to get Kevin Durant. That's not good because we'll have to give up our future and he'll be here a year if we're lucky. Rajon Rondo, 6'1", surrounded by talent with the big three.
The star was Garnett.
Yeah, I mean, the big three. I mean, Ray Allen, right? you had the juice.
Nobody ever looked
Paul
at the
Pierce
big three and said
Ray John Rondo is the secret sauce.
That's correct.
But he also won with LeBron.
LeBron, the star. Understand the statement. I'm not saying these aren't great players. I'm saying, are they the focus? Are they the go-to guys? Rondo played his role better than most. I mean, he was a tremendous point guard. But the star was Kevin Garnett. He went there and changed it, Mike. We were talking about that with the documentary. 404-726-0929. Just something to think about as we watch these NBA finals. Don't know who's going to win. I like OKC, but their two stars are bigger guards. I mean, again, Halliburton is the size of Jordan, okay?
That's a big guy.
It's a big guy. So,
skinny,
you know,
but a big guy. Right?
Yeah, but Mike wasn't thick either. I mean, everybody talks about him being strong and lifting weights. I just think that this is an interesting theory. Don't know if it's 100% true, but as you look back at the NBA and all these small guys and the stars through the NBA history, it's kind of leaning that way. I'm like, maybe she's on to something.
I mean, but you look at it and you, I'm funny because, you know, obviously BJ and Paxson with Jordan.
Jordan.
I mean, it's, and Pippen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson is a force of nature.
He was 6'9".
He can play the center position as he did as a rookie to win a championship. What you're saying, what Becky Hammon's saying is accurate. We've never had a star. John Collins was not a star. He popped at times. We love John Collins calling out Trey for his, you know, very immature BS early in his career.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Data and I were talking about this yesterday off the air. John Collins would say all the stuff we wanted to hear and then go for 9 points.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, or foul out. You know what I mean? And so, or get suspended because of ruining my over under bet
now
because
of
a trip to GNC. But no, you got to have a star. Jalen Johnson can be that guy. We don't know that definitively. We have high hopes for him, but you still need another guy. And if you look at the way these rosters are built, the teams that went deep in the playoffs, I mean, we need more star power on this team. It's got to make sense to me. But Durant, for the guys keep hitting us up with Durant, no. Because they've seen all these articles linking us to Durant.
Yeah. And Mike, here's the outlier as well. I love this one because I knew it was coming. You forget one dude. You mean the best shooter in the history of the NBA? No one's ever shot the ball like Steph Curry. No one.
Right.
So he's an outlier. If you're telling me you're giving me that at 6'3", which is what Curry is, that's different. No, we hadn't seen this. So, yeah, he won chips, but he's the best shooter in the history of the NBA.
Right.
So that puts it in context. If you're giving me that part of this and saying, all right, he's going to be 6'2", but he's this. Okay, fine. That's Curry. Put him aside. Everybody else, name any of these other guys that are 6'3", 6'2", 6'1". What'd they win? I'm being serious. And they are the focal point. Brunson, Mike, is the focal point of the Knicks. As good as Karl Anthony Towns was, he carried those guys.
And now rumors that Karl Anthony Towns was part of the leverage to get Thibodeau out of New York because he didn't like being yelled at all season long to play defense.
Really?
Shocking.
Yeah, the guy that didn't play any defense is trying to get the coach up out of there, allegedly. Hey, guys, hit us up, 404-726-0929. Just something to talk about, something to think about as we watch these NBA finals. I'm with Mike. I hope we get an entertaining finals. I don't know what's going to happen. Game one is tonight. But this is why when you start talking about why teams around the league, and Mike and I have talked about this with our Hawks, what teams seem to have the better teams, it starts a lot of times with the guy that is the star who happens to be bigger than our star. And look, Halliburton did things in that last series. I don't know if Trey could have at the rim.
No, he
SGA did things in those series. Same thing. I don't know if he could have at the rim.
It's not hating. It's physics, right? I mean, it's simple physical limitations. You know, Trey can hit the teardrop, but eventually teams collapse on him. We saw Trey, you know, a couple of years ago, why we wasted a couple of years with an ill-advised trade for DeJounte Murray was we saw Miami collapse on Trey and shut him down.
Yep.
You know, and if you're Steph Curry and you've got another splash brother with you and you've got other weapons, then that's not a problem. But it was for us. We never had that other player.
Yeah.
It's an interesting theory, man. It really is. We'll continue to chop it up with you guys. Braves are playing this afternoon over at Truist Park. It is a getaway day. This game started earlier.
And for young people who ask us every time we say it, getaway day means this is when they get on a plane. So it's an earlier. I know you think people know this, but not everybody speaks.
Oh, trust me. I get it.
You know, Day-Day, our producer, not everybody speaks in sports shorthand. But yeah, today is the day. So it was an earlier start so they can get on the plane to the West Coast. Very strange road trip. They go to San Francisco and then Milwaukee. So it's like you're going cross country and halfway back.
Yeah. A business person special.
Yes.
You can explain that one.
It was a businessman special, but of course we can't be sexist. So it's a business person special because, in other words, you take an early day from the office and go have lunch at the ballpark and watch the game. So a businessman special.
Yeah, that was today.
Maybe you have three martinis.
Most people
like Dan Draper.
Well, because you're not going back to work when this game's over at 4 or whatever the time.
And Roger Sterling and Dan Draper have a three martini lunch, hitting the cab, go up to Yankee Stadium, watch Mickey Mantle, and then come back.
Absolutely. So, this game started early. Braves in control right now. We'll keep you updated. We're going to talk to Grant coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. Chipper Jones went on the Steakhouse today talking about his concerns about the hitting and the pitching. Again, coming off the loss last night, we didn't know what would happen today. Today, if I just showed you today's game, you'd be like, what's wrong? But you hadn't been following this team. And you guys know, if you have, and I know Braves Country has, we haven't been hitting, and we have no answers. None of you have had answers for the last few weeks. Everybody wants to do this, that, and the other. None of this stuff has worked. And then last night, Mike said it. It was just like that had to be the lowest point, right? You get a great pitch game from Chris Sale, and you can't even put up a run on the board. It was just like, what is going on?
I mean, you got first and third, second and third with nobody out, and you can't play to run. I mean, that's just criminal. I mean, it really, by any other definition. We do hope is they're just bombs away today. Ronald Acuna and Drake Baldwin.
Acuna for life!
They go back-to-back jacks today. And so that's hopefully, as we said, shape of things to come, start of a turnaround. Don't want to get over our skis on this because how many times have we said this? Because after starting 0-7, we just found ourselves, again, 7 games under 500. So this is a team which is a work in progress. It needs major tweaking more so than 2021. But you've got now, a month and basically a half to get it done, to figure out what you want to do before the trade deadline. I would still move Sean Murphy for assets because Drake, every time he's in there, he makes things happen.
He's different. He's a difference maker, man. And by the way, all this conversation about the defense, remember that conversation earlier in the year? I mean, he threw a guy out today. I mean, he's not a liability.
No, the idea that Sean Murphy's defense is light years ahead and the way he handles the pitchers, that gap is quickly getting closed between Drake Baldwin and Murphy, and a guy that hits for average, hits for power. And I love that. That's what you need. So that's why, and guys, the idea also, Murphy, we want Murphy to be good because there's an inherent value in him. And if a team is needing a catcher, and we have to go, if anybody wants to look at a team that needs a catcher, hit me a list. But this is something where...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe two ways of looking at it, Carl. You get something to shore up your outfield, whether or not Profar can do something or not.
Sure.
Or you shore up the shortstop position, which has been dreadful because Nick Allen isn't hitting anymore. And then you go get some more starting pitching or bullpen help because Iglesias is beyond the pale for me. So these are all things you could try to do. Or at the very least, just restock your farm system. You just feel you're going to put up the white flag. And that would mean you would trade Ozuna and you would trade Murphy. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.